All right, diving in. Today, we're taking a look at lithium. Well, not exactly the lithium we usually think of.
Right, we're going beyond its typical uses.
Exactly. This all started with a reader, you know, one of you listeners, sending in this really interesting article from The Atlantic. And it got us thinking about the potential benefits of low-dose lithium, stuff like longevity.
And some other intriguing possibilities, too.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to dig into today, you know? See what this article says about lithium and its possible connection to living longer, along with those other effects it mentions.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so the article kicks off by talking about this thing called Lithia. Why is that important? What is it?
Well, lithia is basically lithium in its natural form. You find it in nature.
Oh, okay.
And the article brings it up because it's showing that lithium isn't, just some lab-created thing. It's been around forever, naturally occurring in some mineral springs and water sources.
So, like, people might have been getting small amounts of it for centuries.
Potentially, yeah. And that's where the idea of it maybe having subtle long-term effects comes in.
Makes you think.
Right.
Okay, then the article gets into this whole thing about telomeres. Now, I know a little bit about those, but for our listeners who might not, can you give us a quick rundown of what telomeres are and how they tie into lithium and maybe even living a longer life?
Sure. Think of telomeres like those little plastic tips at the end of your shoelaces. They protect the ends of your chromosomes from, fraying. Problem is, they get shorter as we age.
Right, like the shoelaces.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is this article highlights studies that suggest low, and we're talking really low, doses of lithium could possibly help keep those telomeres from shrinking so fast, or even maybe make them a bit longer. And since shorter telomeres are linked to aging, well, this raises the question of whether even tiny amounts of lithium could play a role in how we age, like at a cellular level.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting for me. The article mentions some specific websites like www.drinklithios.com and www.privatehotsprings.com. What's the connection there?
Well, those are real-world examples of how you can actually find lithium in water. So, Drink Lithios, they sell mineral water with naturally occurring lithium in it. And Private Hot Springs, that site is all about, well, private hot springs, many of which have water that's naturally rich in minerals, including lithia.
So it's like right there in our environment.
Exactly. And the article uses these as examples to make us think about how we might be exposed to lithium, in small doses, just going about our lives and what kind of effects that could be having that we may not even realize.
Interesting. So we could be consuming it without even knowing it, like throughout history, just from natural sources. And it's not just about living longer, right? This article also mentions some other potential benefits.
Yeah, it touches on a few things. One that stands out is research that's found a link between lower lithium levels in drinking water and possibly lower suicide rates in those areas. And this is super important, the article stresses that this is just an observation. Correlation doesn't equal causation, and a lot more research is needed there.
Right. And just to clarify, we're not talking about the kind of lithium that's used in medication, right? The article uses the term microdosing.
Absolutely. The article is very clear about that. We're talking about minuscule amounts of lithium, way, way lower than what's used to treat conditions like bipolar disorder. The potential benefits they're talking about are specifically linked to these tiny trace amounts, not the therapeutic doses.
It's important to make that distinction. We're definitely not suggesting anyone try to self-medicate or anything like that.
Not at all.
And just to reiterate for everyone, everything we're talking about today comes directly from this Atlantic article.
Yep, just this one source.
We haven't done any additional research or anything like that, and we're not making any claims beyond what's presented in the article. Our goal is just to unpack those ideas for you.
Exactly. It's a springboard for further thinking.
Okay, so to sum up, the key takeaways here are that this article explores a potential link between extremely low levels of lithium, the kind you might find naturally in some water sources, and the possibility of it influencing lifespan, maybe through its impact on those telomeres we talked about.
Right. And it also hints at other possible effects, like that correlation with suicide rates, though, again, more research is needed there.
Definitely. And it's crucial to remember the big difference between these tiny doses and the amounts used in actual medical treatments.
It's a completely different ballpark.
Totally. So here's something to ponder. Given that lithia is naturally present in some water, and this article points to potential benefits from these low levels, what questions does this raise for you about the wider role that trace minerals in our environment and what we eat and drink might be having on our health and longevity overall? I think it's definitely worth thinking about, right? Anyways, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a fascinating one.
It has, for sure. Thanks for having me.